Welcome back, everybody, to Brew Pod Between the Lines podcast. This is your host, Caden Adsett. And the Brewers drop the second game in this four-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates on the road. Still have a 3-2 record on this road trip so far here, starting with that sweep against the St. Louis Cardinals. But right now, losing back-to-back games against the division rival Pittsburgh Pirates. A little bit of offensive struggle that we've seen continued through the last week or so. Obviously a breakout day for the offense on Saturday against the Cardinals, but, you know, talking about the game last night with another loss and another low-scoring game for the Brewers' offense, something that we're starting to get a little bit concerned of, starting to look more and more like the old Brewers. Still think the at-bats that they're putting together, you know, statistically are a lot better. They're getting themselves in good hitters counts, but right now just in the hit column and the run column, just not seeing the results that we would like to see, which I'm going to talk about here and cover a little bit later in the episode. But just wanted to kind of give a quick recap of last night's game. Actually no updates on the roster for today, which is kind of nice to not have any more information on the as far as the injured list goes. Hopefully we'll see Christian Yelich back in the lineup at some point today, or, you know, in the next couple days here. It'd be really nice to get him back, especially with the homestand going to be facing some really good interleague play coming up. And then I did want to give a quick update. I know I had touched on this, talking about the umpire in that would be Monday's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it ended up not being quite as bad as I thought, but still plus 7/10 of a run for the Pirates, so plus 0.7 in that category towards the Pirate side of things. And actually, overall accuracy was at 94%, which the league average sits at 91. So sitting pretty good there as far as consistency, at least. But all of the, usually if anybody of you guys have ever seen any of the scorecards, they usually put a little thing on the side that says some of the key moments, pitches that were called that cost the biggest run differential in the game, and all three of those went against the Brewers' favor. There were a couple times where they were strikes that should have been called strikes but were called balls when the Pirates were batting, and then an incident where Rhys Hoskins was up in a 3-0 count and had a strike called on him. And then I believe in that at-bat, if I recall, he actually ended up getting out in that at-bat when he should have actually gotten a leadoff walk in that inning. So little bit of frustration from that point, but you're going to have that. I mean, I think a lot of people talk about the umps and getting the automated strike zone, but I just think it takes away so much from what the game has been, what it's always been, and I don't think there's really any reason for an automated strike zone. I think it takes the error out of the game, which I know some people are all for, but it just takes the natural play of the game and just the regular nature of the game kind of out of it, and really the human aspect out of it too. So I don't really want to see that ever happen, but I did want to touch up. There's definitely some games where umps are a little bit more consistent than others, and this game did end up actually being pretty good accuracy wise but definitely did favor the Pirates, which I was kind of thinking from that standpoint. But like I said, nothing too out of the ordinary on that side. So yeah, so diving into what happened in yesterday's game, Brewers lose to the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1, and honestly, some more great pitching from starting pitchers on both sides of this game. We saw the Brewers' offensive struggles continue, really, for the last couple years, specifically against the left-handed pitchers. This is only the second left-handed starter that they've seen all year, which is incredible. I heard the announcer say at one point that it was the third longest streak in franchise history where the Brewers hadn't faced a left-handed pitcher, starting pitcher, that is. They faced Jose Quintana in opening day there, and then until Bailey Falter faced last night, we hadn't seen a left-handed starter for the rest of those, you know, whatever it was, 3 weeks of games or so. So, but he has a really good game. He goes 7 innings pitched, 7+ innings, actually, 1 earned run, on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And I think the big thing in this game is Bailey Falter, based on his numbers, typically isn't a very high strikeout guy. He is really good at limiting the walks, only 20 or so walks and 80 innings pitched in last season's play for him. But Brewers offense, what I really kind of saw out of Bailey Falter, you know, he's only got a fastball displayed at about 92, 93. I think he was hitting maybe 94 a couple times, but really not very high velocity. But what kind of popped in my mind was when Eric Lauer was pitching in the Brewers rotation for that one season, and he was actually a vital part in our starting rotation, and he was featuring kind of that zoom fastball that they called it, which is basically talking about it's got that vertical rise to it, which realistically it doesn't have too much of a vertical rise. There is still vertical movement there, you know, because due to gravity, obviously the ball can't really travel up vertically as much as what we would think, but it's still very deceiving from the hitter's standpoint. It ends up, because of the release point, it ends up higher than what it's percepted to come in for those hitters. And I feel like that's what we saw a lot from our hitters, because he was catching, you know, Falter was catching a lot of the middle of the plate with that fastball that, like I said, is kind of at that mediocre for velocity-wise. But still got to tip your hat to him to pitching a great game. He ended up going into the eighth inning before we saw Gary Sanchez hit his second home run of the year. So he's starting to come around a little bit offensively in the playing time that he's getting, starting to bring that batting average up. And really, for me, I just thought all three of his at-bats tonight were pretty good at-bats. He ended up only going 1-for-3 with the home run, but in that first at-bat, he had a fly out to center field, which he just got under it, just missed a home run in that at-bat, and then he had a 5-to-3 put-out, ground out to third base in the fifth inning there, which he had hit a screamer to third base, but Key Brian Hayes is just too good of a third baseman. And kudos to him for having a really good game at third base as well, stealing some hits and runs from the Brewers in this one as well. So from that standpoint, still that offensive struggle, specifically against that left-handed pitching. Gary Sanchez is one of those guys that we brought in specifically to face the lefties. So I guess if you look at the stat sheet going 1-for-3 with the home run, he really did do his job in this one. He also had his second caught stealing of the year. He threw a runner out in the later innings there to end, I believe it was the fourth or fifth inning. He ended the inning on a caught stealing. So second one of the year for him. He actually leads William Contreras right now in that category. And overall, the Brewers catching staff has actually done a really nice job this year of holding runners on base. So it's been really good to see from that standpoint as well. And then how about Tobias Myers? He makes his major league debut today. We saw him up available in the bullpen the one day where he got called up and then was optioned back down to AAA Nashville. Actually had a game that first day he got back down to AAA Nashville, but he exploited some really good things in this game. Obviously, a little bit of a struggle. We saw Andrew McCutchen greeted him very rudely to the major leagues with a home run on the first pitch, his 302nd in his major league career now. So first two games of this series, he goes back-to-back leadoff home runs to get the scoring off started for the Pirates. But he did a really good job. He bounced back in that first inning. He retired the next three batters. He had a little bit of a rough second inning, was able to wiggle himself out of some trouble. And then really, from there on in the third, fourth, and fifth inning, he actually did a really nice job getting ahead in counts. He recorded some strikeouts. He was producing a lot of weak contact from the Pirates' offensive staff. And he ends up with the final line, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run on 1 walk and 4 strikeouts for him in this one. So honestly, a fantastic job. He did exactly what I was kind of talking about in this one with trying to get some innings, eat up some innings for the bullpen. And I think the biggest thing that's unfortunate for him in this game, which I feel really bad, is, you know, he comes into the league, he puts together a pretty solid performance in his major league debut, all told, and he gets credited with the loss in this one since the Brewers fell behind a little bit more, giving up a run in the sixth inning on some unlucky contact, I thought, with Jared Koenig, which we saw some pretty good things from him, I thought, in this one, even though he did surrender 1 run, and then the Brewers were only able to scratch together the 1 run in the eighth inning, which was all that they were able to pretty much get on the board through this entire game, realistically, was that one run in the eighth inning, really the only excitement that we saw. There was a threat for the Brewers in the second inning. They had a really good scoring opportunity. Excuse me, third inning. They had a really good scoring opportunity. We saw a leadoff knock from Joey Weimer to left field. We saw Bryce Turang. He pulled the slider into right field. We had first and third, nobody out. And Churio, he was struggled in this one. He was not able to calibrate that fastball very well from Bailey Falter. He strikes out swinging three times in this one and only sees a total of 10 pitches. That would not be possible with 8 pitches. Well, I guess with the pitch timer in today's game, that technically would not be true. But strikeout swinging. Anyways, so only 10 pitches seen in this one. Just not really something that you want to see from your leadoff hitter. And this kind of goes back into what I was talking about in the past episodes, is right now the Brewers are having some struggle, actually, with their leadoff hitters. They're supposed to be acting as those table setters. We saw Sal Frelick come in this one in a pinch-hitting role, and yet again, strikeout looking. Just seems like this has become a common theme for Sal Frelick. I don't know if he's just not seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand well. And, you know, granted, this one was right on the edge. It was a really good comeback two-seamer on the inside of the plate. But still, I mean, if you're getting called to come in a pinch-hitting position, your job is to swing away. Your job is to try and get on base, put the bat on the ball. And I just think the Brewers lacked that in this one. I think there was a lack of ability to get the balls in play. And when you put the ball in play, typically good things happen. Even though in some of these cases, we saw Rhys Hoskins hit into some unlucky defense there. He hit a line drive again to Key Brian Hayes. Really, all the hard-hit balls pretty much were to Key Brian Hayes in this one. Turned a couple double plays on some hard contact from Blake Perkins. And, you know, there's some things that you're not able to take away from that. But realistically, all told, going back to Tobias Myers, really good positive start for him. I think he's going to have to get at least another 2-3 starts in probably before we see our rotation come back to normal. And honestly, with how the way he pitched tonight, there's absolutely no reason to not have him in there. So congrats to him for an awesome Major League debut. Feels bad to have to credit him with the loss in this one, but I'm sure he can go into the next start, which will likely be at home, with some confidence on his shoulders and ability to pitch at the Major League level. So, yeah, just some good things from there. And like I said, it's just going back to the offense, there really isn't too much more to talk about other than the one home run. Just some bad plate discipline. Bailey Falter was able to record a lot of outs. He's throwing a lot of strikes, getting some weak contact, and really getting outs in the first 2, 3, 4 pitches of at-bats, which helped him stay in the game for an extended period of time. And by the time the bullpen came in for the Pirates, which is also pretty locked down, the Brewers' offense, realistically, to me, almost seemed like they had kind of given up what they've been good at so far this year, which is being able to claw back, put together some late-inning rallies. We just didn't really see too much of that other than that leadoff home run from Gary Sanchez in the eighth inning there. So going to need to try and fix some of this up. Obviously, we can't necessarily realistically expect the offensive output that we were seeing earlier in the season with the amount of runs and the batting average that the offense was putting up. I think they've come down to earth a little bit. But looking at some of the past games right now, Brewers have only scored two or less runs in 5 out of the last 6 games. And they haven't scored more than 3 runs in 7 out of the last 8, besides that big game against the Cardinals, which also pertains to that 5 out of 6. Obviously, they scored 12 in that Saturday affair. But just a little bit concerning. The Brewers aren't able to put up the runs right now, and it's really hard to waste such good pitching performances too. We saw good pitching performances from Joe Ross yesterday. We saw good pitching performances again today. We saw some in that San Diego series where it just seemed like because of the lack of offense, we kind of let the game get away, and then the Padres were able to add on in the later innings. So you kind of hope to be able to fix some of this up, especially knowing that our starting rotation and bullpen is pretty beat up right now. But the bullpen put up, you know, or excuse me, the pitching rotation only gave up 4 runs in Monday's game and 2 runs in yesterday's game. So these are games that, you know, if you only need 3, 4, 5 runs, that shouldn't be too much of an issue, you wouldn't think, for this Brewers offense. So we need to kind of try and fix that up and try and not waste some of these fantastic pitching performances, because I think that's going to be a little bit maybe slim pickings here in the next few games, especially facing the offense of the Yankees coming up, the offense of the Tampa Bay Rays, both with pristine offensive lineups. I don't think we're going to be, hopefully our pitching staff is able to have as much success as they have in the last few series, but we can't necessarily expect that from them on a day-by-day basis with this staff. So just something that I wanted to touch up there, throw some more numbers out for what the offense is looking like and their struggles continue. I do think there is one more positive on the offensive side, though. We see Bryce Terang. He's up to 12 stolen bases now on the season. He collected a couple more in tonight's affair, and he's up there in the league lead right now in stolen bases, and both times he was able to put himself in a run scoring, you know, position. So hopefully that's able to pay off. Brewers early on in the season were really good with hitting with runners in scoring position. Haven't seen quite the same output here recently, actually on quite the struggle bus in that category. But just wanted to touch on that too. Bryce Terang continues his hot on base percentage at the plate. Continues to be able to steal those bases at a pretty high rate, which his offensive output has definitely been a big surprise to us so far this season. So a couple changes as far as pitching matchups in today's game and then Thursday's game. I had mentioned I thought Freddy Peralta was pitching in Wednesday's game, which was originally listed, but that he actually gets pushed back to Thursday, and we'll see Bryce Wilson pitch in tonight's game. So it'll be basically a dedicated bullpen. We saw Jared Koenig come in. He threw two solid innings in yesterday's game. Like I said, he gives up 1 earned run on 3 hits, but really just some weak contact. All on ground balls, which is kind of his philosophy. He's not really a big strikeout guy, mainly pitching for those ground ball outs. And he was getting them, but of course, which we've seemed to see this script so far this season too, the opposing teams were kind of getting the benefit of finding some holes, whereas when the Brewers offense is up, it seems like all the hard contact they get is right at the defense of the opposing team. So can't really hang your head too much. He's appeared in 3 games now this season, and in all 3 I think he's shown some pretty positive things out of the bullpen. And I think with what he's showing us so far, I think at some point he could become a key piece in this bullpen down the stretch. And then we did see one of the more clean innings that we've seen from Abner Uribe. Once again, comes out leading off the bottom of the 8th inning with a walk, which is concerning. His walk numbers continue to have some issues. But then we did see a really nice double play turn started by Joey Ortiz, and then he gets a strikeout to end that 8th inning. So one of the more clean innings that we've seen from him. So hopefully that helps in building his confidence and getting him back to the deadly bullpen arm that we need him to be, especially if the Brewers are going to be in playoff contention down the stretch and against these rivals as well. So, like I said, we'll see Bryce Wilson on a bullpen day today. Hopefully they're able to have as much success as they were in that bullpen day against the San Diego Padres about a week ago. Bryce Wilson's been pretty good since a couple of struggles in the first few games of the season. He's really come down to earth back to what we were used to seeing him last year. He's been a reliable arm. Again, not one of these guys that's a very high strikeout rate type pitcher, but he's mainly a ground ball pitcher. He displays that good sinker, some slider action in there as well, and his cutter plays off really well in between those two pitches, kind of mixing and matching. So hopefully we see some pretty good things from him, and hopefully we're able to see a little bit better offensive output against the right-handed pitcher Quinn Priester for the Pittsburgh Pirates in tonight's game. And then, like I said, Thursday we'll see Freddy Peralta, which Brewers, knock on wood, have yet to lose a game with him on the mound. going up against the Pirates ace and Mitch Keller. So that should be a fun matchup there on Thursday as well. And hopefully, like I said, I think the big thing for the Brewers now, obviously they've lost these first two games. I think they need to try and not hang their heads. I think the big thing would be to score some runs early in this one. Try and settle in the Brewers' arms, get them a little bit of a lead, and allow the stress of these pitches to, you know, come down a little bit and let our pitcher settle in and just continue to add runs as the game goes on. I think we need to have another offensive breakout game here either today or tomorrow, or hopefully in both games, and collect a couple wins, because these home series, even though they're home series against the Yankees and the Rays, we could see some tough matchups and some high-scoring outputs from those offensive teams, as, like I said, they have some pretty heavy-hitting offensive lineups on their rosters. So then a big thing I think we're going to see, I hadn't really heard anything too much from the announcers in the game last night or the day before or anything on any reports, but will we see Christian Yelich return in the lineup tonight? I am not sure. I'm really hopeful that he's going to come back. Hopefully that back is healing as it should, and he'll be back in the lineup, because that's been a big thing with the current offensive struggle that we've had, is we haven't had him in there on a daily basis going back to that Orioles series. So we're going on four series now without one of our best superstar hitters. So hopefully he's able to bounce back, and hopefully he's able to come in there and swing the bat at the same rate that he was before he exited onto the injured list. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully he's at least back for the homestand. I'll be attending the Saturday game against the New York Yankees with my girlfriend, so that should be a fun one. Hopefully we're able to at least catch a victory in that one. It's always fun to see the Brewers faithful, excited to see what the new scoreboards are going to look like and all that, and what we'll see with that as well. So with that being said, as you guys know, BrewPod Between the Lines podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and other mainstream podcast sites. So feel free to listen to this podcast wherever it is you may want in the future. I can always be reached on social media using @brew_pod on Twitter, or by searching BrewPod Between the Lines on Facebook or Instagram. And yeah, hopefully you guys have a good rest of the week. Probably be recording this next podcast. I might even do one again tomorrow morning, or might wait till, you know, Thursday night, Friday morning. We'll see what kind of content we have to cover and what my schedule looks like for those days coming up. So with that, we will see you next time and talk to you soon. And of course, go Brewers!